This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. A joint probe by the United Nations and Ethiopian Human Rights Commission accuses all parties to the conflict in Ethiopia's northern Tigray province of committing human rights violations. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
A team of 38 investigators visited various parts of Tigray to see the impact of the conflict and conduct a total of 269 confidential interviews with victims and witnesses. The investigation team cites a litany of violations and abuses carried out by all sides. These include unlawful killings and extrajudicial executions, torture, sexual and gender-based violence, including gang rapes. It also describes violations against tens of thousands of Eritrean refugees and the forced displacement of more than 2.5 million civilians. Ethiopian Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed said he accepted the report despite some serious reservations. Abiy said a joint civilian military task force would be set up to investigate the report's allegations. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The Biden administration has announced it is putting new export limits on Israel's NSO Group, the world's most infamous hacker-for-hire company, saying its tools have been used to conduct transnational repression. The U.S. Commerce Department said Wednesday that NSO Group and three other firms are being added to the entity list, which limits their access to U.S. components and technology by requiring government permission for exports. The department said putting these companies on the list was part of the Biden administration's efforts to promote human rights in U.S. foreign policy. You can find more on our website, voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. The Pentagon says China is expanding its nuclear force much faster than U.S. officials predicted just a year ago. In a report to Congress, the Pentagon says this highlights a broad and accelerating expansion of military power designed to enable Beijing to match or surpass American global influence and power by mid-century. The report says the number of Chinese nuclear warheads could increase to 700 within 6 years and might top 1,000 by 2030. The report did not say how many weapons China has today. A year ago, the Pentagon said the figure was in the low 200s. World leaders are forming a coalition to build a low-carbon tech market, AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
Climate envoy John Kerry, nearly three dozen large corporations, and the World Economic Forum are launching an alliance to build a market for technologies that generate low levels of carbon dioxide. The World Economic Forum says the First Movers Coalition aims to help companies set their purchasing plans in a way that will create new market demand for low carbon technologies and help reach the goal of cutting greenhouse gas emissions to reach net zero by 2050. Apple, Amazon, aerospace company Boeing, and vehicle makers Volvo and Scania are some of the companies participating in the project. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Young children are already getting the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine now that the CDC has given final approval. AP's Rita Foley has more.
Minutes after the CDC gave the okay on Tuesday night for children ages 5 to 11 to get the Pfizer shots, Hartford Hospital in Connecticut vaccinated seven little children and three more early Wednesday. One little girl squeezed her eyes shut. A little boy barely flinched as they got their shots. Other waiting kids applauded. Walgreens pharmacies will start vaccinating children on Saturday. Parents can sign up now. CVS is also accepting appointments. This means sleepovers, play dates, and family get-togethers put off for more than a year will be back on the agenda now for many children, along with a chance for fewer school interruptions. I'm Rita Foley.
Several Supreme Court justices appeared concerned Wednesday that a broad ruling in favor of gun rights could threaten restrictions on firearms in subways, bars, stadiums, and other places where people gather. The court is hearing arguments in its biggest gun case in more than a decade, a dispute over whether New York's restrictive gun permit law violates the Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms. Visit voanews.com for more. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.